I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Mel Karmazin, president and chief operating officer of the media giant Viacom, resigned today. Viacom is the company that owns CBS, MTV, Nickelodeon, and the Blockbuster video chain. His exit caps years of tension with Sumner Redstone, Viacom's 80-year-old chairman and controlling shareholder. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, why did Karmazin leave?
Good question. Karmazin cites personal and professional reasons for leaving. He says he'll pursue other challenges. There have been rumors that there's been a lot of tension between Karmazin and Viacom chairman Sumner Redstone. A couple of years ago, the feuding boiled over, and there was word from inside sources at that time that Viacom's board had stepped in to confront the two, and they agreed to smooth things over. Well, for his part today, Redstone told reporters during a conference call that he regrets Karmazin's departure and wishes him well. Redstone suggested Karmazin's resignation was spurred by his frustration with the company's share price.
I first heard this from an executive, another executive, who told me that Mel told him that he was frustrated and he was going to resign. But I want to impress upon you that it was his decision and his decision alone.
So the future is two senior executives who've been named to replace Karmazin. For the time being, they'll share the titles that he has had, MTV boss Tom Freston and CBS leader Leslie Moonves.
And what did Karmazin and Sumner Redstone clash over?
Well, we got a hint of that in Redstone's book. He wrote that Karmazin wanted to be the CEO of Viacom when the two companies merged back in 1999. Instead, he persuaded Karmazin to accept the role of chief operating officer and have all executives report directly to him.
And so what's the future for Karmazin? Where will he go?
Well, there's some speculation that he could end up at the helm of another big media company, perhaps Disney. There has been a lot of talk about who might succeed Michael Eisner at Disney.
Now, Karmazin was a big radio guy, and one of the strongest reactions to his departure has come from Howard Stern. He's not happy he's losing his strong ally when he's so beleaguered. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. Viacom's company, Infinity Radio, is currently being investigated by the FCC over possible indecent material on the Stern Show. And Stern said today on his show that he's really shocked. And I'm quoting here. He said, "He's the guy who built the whole radio division. The guy had my back. There's a coup d'etat going on here." That from Howard Stern today. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at a struggling visa program that allows foreign doctors trained in the U.S. to stay and work in rural communities.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.